Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on this Thursday. A lot of fun planned for you. I don't know that talking about Thursday night football will be part of the fun. Looks like this game is going to suck. So you're going to have to figure out ways to bet it. What better way than fading the room, I think. I think this is a good spot, especially with what we have lined up for tonight with San Francisco and the LA Rams. Of course, MLB playoffs continue. We get three games today. We're a little worried that we wouldn't get that much action, but we will. We'll break down Survivor. College football plays 10 toes down. Guest wise, Connor Allen, Kelly in Vegas had to move things around this week on the schedule. So she's kind enough to join us today as opposed to on Friday in her usual spot. And Alex White from out in Vegas will be joining us. A lot of NFL, a lot of college football coverage on today's show. BetMGMNetwork.com, YouTube, and Twitch. Check out the video version of the show at the BetMGM Network pages. Make sure you subscribe, especially over there on YouTube. Sammy, what's going on, man?
I did not think we'd get to 8.5 and 9 on this Thursday night game. Remember, the look ahead, Rams -3, the 11-day number. Then they reopened it higher, and now we're out. I told you on Beat the Books, I gave out 6. Good bet. Niners +6 on Tuesday. And now we're 8.5, 9. Nice pick, nerd.
Oh, at least that's over. Like, I think people have forgotten about it at this point. Yeah, that's okay. I'm not going to ruin the conversation because we're going to talk Survivor later in this hour coming up at 9:40 Eastern. I thought week 5 was going to be out too cardinal or not too cardinal. No, this week is going to be about to ram or not to ram on Thursday in a divisional matchup.
That's what it definitely makes sense. Floated it. Although, as I've said famously, whatever I like in Survivor, go the other way or just don't do it. I threw Rams out Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. I don't know what we're picking yet. I got to text the boys from Chicago and see what we're thinking about what we're going to do. And you know what I'm doing in the many losers pool. I'm going New England to lose. Rams feels like a good bet considering the injury report and considering the move in the market. Usually sides like this, Joe, I don't know about cover. Usually they don't lose. I don't think the Rams are losing.
I know you're locked in on New England for many losers, but this could be a good San Francisco spot. How often are you going to use them? How often are you going to go with San Francisco? Second biggest point spread of the week. But yeah, I hear what you're saying on New England for sure. Sunday night's going to be really fun. God damn. Patriot. I was looking at the schedule this morning. I'm like, this team, they're not good. They're 2-2. They're going to lose to Buffalo on Sunday night, and they don't play anybody. Outside of the Bills twice, they play nobody. This dumb team's going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to lose by 50 in their first game.
That's definitely something to mark down.
Yeah,
we saw this a couple years ago when Mac Jones was a rookie, and they had a really surprisingly strong season. I think finished 10-7. Mac was right there in the running for Rookie of the Year until Ja'Marr Chase ran him down and then blew by him. And then in the playoffs, they got absolutely pounded. So this could be a similar situation where you have an overachieving team with a very weak schedule that gets embarrassed in the playoffs. I think that's a good call. As for, you know how I always say, Thursday I wake up and I want blood. I have my list of teams in the NFL and in college. I don't have any awful teams, and I feel so good about it. I didn't do Bengals. I didn't do Titans. Obviously, we'll talk about it over the next 3 hours because usually I have some filthy, stinky underdog in the NFL. I'm on good teams. I don't know how that's going to play out, but at least on paper, no garbage for me.
The more I look at it, speaking of bad teams, I feel like that Minnesota line should be higher. And I know it's an international game and all that. Just think about Flores going against a rookie quarterback in his first game. We could see some ugly, we'll call them primetime games, island games. Tonight, Sunday morning with Minnesota, Cleveland, in London, New England, Buffalo, Sunday night. That could get really ugly too. We'll talk about the entire card. Again, college football, a lot of discussion on college football as well. We'll have some really smart minds on that. Kelly in Vegas, Alex White dropping by on the show. All right, we got to get to baseball. We had four games yesterday. You called it. I'm glad I followed it. You said under, over. It hits. Now, there was an unfortunate push in the first game that was so frustrating because it's 1-1, bottom of the eighth. I'm feeling great about another under that I played in Detroit, Cleveland. And then it's a five-run eighth for the Guardians. Naylor up two outs, two on, hits a three-run homer right before the end of the inning. I'm like, come on. That ends up being a push. So not the worst thing in the world, but that parlay hits because you void that one. You get under on Cubs Padres, easy. The Cubs don't scratch. You get under on Boston, New York, very close. That was sweaty. And then the over hit with the Dodgers. Just keep playing the over in the Dodgers games. The Dodgers win 8-4. So good call there, man. The parlay went from about 12-1 to 6-1 because of that void.
Did not do it naturally.
Oh,
talk about something on the show.
I should have bet more than I did. I'll just say that. You know, I was like, I thought about that. I'm like, I don't want to be on the air with Sam tomorrow and say it's one of the bets we talked about and didn't do. So I bet it. I just didn't bet as much as I should have.
Reminds me of Ohio State over Notre Dame, 25-1. Did not bet it. Did not bet the Wednesday wild card total parlay. Did not do it. Did have San Diego. I didn't confirm this. I don't know if you heard. Did they sing Go Cubs Go yesterday when they didn't score a run? I don't think so. And then it's so funny. When the Cubs win, they cram the song and the W flag down your throat. And then I posted a little meme of the L flag waving. Oh, I'm such a hater. Okay.
Well, you are. Well, you are.
Yes. Correct. Correct. I'm a hater.
You can admit
sure.
that.
But you can't shove the W flag down our face and down our throat and then get upset about me posting an L flag. Did not score a run. You were talking about the under in that game. I thought San Diego was really good. And how about Paul coming out yesterday, giving Machado homer, Padres wow. the win, 8-1. Bing. It's a nice hit. I don't want to say it like I'm complaining. The Red Sox, you got to win that game, man. You got to win that game. Yankees come back. Very frustrating. I don't know how the runner at third didn't come home on that Chisholm throw to first base when he dove up the hole and then bounced the ball to first. It kind of scooted away. And then the runner put the brakes on at third. We needed our guy, Wavin Wendell, to send that guy home. I thought he was going to score.
I would have sent him. I would have sent him. I'm third base coach. Let's go.
Send him.
It looked like he wasn't ready. Yeah, he wasn't ready. He wasn't fully paying attention. Okay, on that Cubs-Padres, yeah, we hit that every way. You said Padres. I said under. We liked both there. That comes through. Cease did a good job. The bullpen, fantastic. Cubs have an offensive problem. They got a real big problem. I'm not trying to overreact to one game because it's not like they hit the lights out. Your three hitter, Ian Happ, he is 0 for 8 in the series with 5 strikeouts. Your boy, PCA, 0 for 6 with 5 strikeouts. The offense is a big issue. They go with Kittredge, the opener. Imanaga was fine. Like, we figured that was going to happen. Okay, they'll start with Kittredge. They'll probably go to Shota. They do that. He was fine. It's funny how it changes in a day, Sam. You've experienced this many times. On one day, Council's a genius with his bullpen because they win. The next day, they lose, and he's an idiot because he had Imanaga pitch to Machado.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello. You scored 0 runs. I don't want to hear about how Council's stupid because he threw to Machado. Like, okay, you could have that conversation. You have to score to win. They were losing that game either way because they put up a big fat goose egg in that one. So I found that to be very funny. So it's going to be a stressful day here in Chicago with the Cubs and the Padres. That'll be fun to talk about. You're right on that Yankees-Red Sox. I mean, how many times did you see, we can talk about the Dodgers game too, like bases loaded, no outs, one out, and teams couldn't score. They just couldn't scratch in these high leverage spots.
I really thought Boston was going to finish it and then just couldn't capitalize on several opportunities. It is what it is. Got to put the ball in play in these key moments, and the Yankees got some big outs late in the game, and now they give their season to Schlittler.
Holy
cow.
It all
comes down.
Early against Schlittler? What is this? This is game 3, everything on the line? Like, what is this pitching matchup?
I don't know. And the market's moving down in the game. Opened 8 overnight. Now we're 7.5, I guess.
Really?
I'm inclined to think that those guys can give up some runs. But as we've learned in the postseason, these guys are on short leashes. I don't expect they're going to go deep into the game. I don't think we're going to see Early out there in the 6th inning. You know what I'm saying there. I feel good, though. I mean, we're a Padres show, relatively speaking. I feel good. You got to beat Yu Darvish game 3. Now, granted, he's not as special as he was maybe 3-4 years ago, but still has that pedigree. And if you ask me who would I rather have in a deciding game in the playoffs, Yu Darvish or Jameson Taillon, I don't think it's an easy I don't think it's a difficult question to answer. I feel good about Darvish, and I'll be sweating that one on the train back to Boston today. Need the Padres, buddy. Need them.
First blush today, Detroit-Cleveland. You'd rather have Flaherty. They're the dog. Padres-Cubs. You'd rather have Darvish. they're the dog. Both pretty close to coin flips, but just pitching wise, because of starting pitcher, you've got to lean dog on Detroit and San Diego. And then a little bit different, Boston, New York. New York, a minus 160 favorite. They're the home team. So you know they're going to jump on the Yanks there. But, yeah, they're jumping on that. Under, Cubs-Padres. Under, Yankees-Red Sox. Under, should have been an under, but it was a push in Detroit-Cleveland. I think you know where I'll be in a lot of these games today.
Unders, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. We the Dodgers march on. Betts had an awesome game, 4-for-5 last night. Yamamoto is just outstanding. Another situation we had. Bases loaded, nobody out. He's in this jam, right? Gets a ground ball. It looked like it was hard to tell if it was going to be a liner to the shortstop or a ground ball. Ends up bouncing, so they get the force out at home. One out, nobody on, strikeout, strikeout. They couldn't touch Yamamoto's curveball. The Reds, and they were in the heart of that Reds lineup. De La Cruz was the last out. Like, you just saw it. He was going four-seamer, curve, four-seamer. He's got six pitches, but he's stuck with four-seam fastball and curveball, and they were just up there guessing. The Reds had no chance.
I think Roberts, too, this year is going to lean more on the starters. We hear a ton about, oh, the bullpen's so bad. What if the starters are really good? And what if they can give you six or seven a game? That's a dangerous team. That goes without being said. I mean, their lineup is absolutely loaded. And we talked about this yesterday. They are very reminiscent, the Dodgers, of a beer league softball team. You have to outslug them.
Good call.
And we brought up the comps to the 2021 Braves. How was that pitching staff? It wasn't anything special. They just out-hit you and outscored you. And guess who texted me last night during the game as the Dodgers started to pull away? Our guy, Corby.
Corby.
Champs. He just texted me, champs, as the Dodgers are just piling on late runs. Yeah. I know pitching and defense are important, but if you can't score, you can't win. And that lineup, top to bottom, 1-9, is as deep as we've ever seen.
I was thinking during that game if we need to jump in. Like before the Phillies start playing, do we need to jump in? Maybe. That might be it. And I was also thinking of that comment you made about a beer league softball team as they were booting the ball everywhere. It doesn't matter. Teoscar Hernandez, can of corn in the outfield, bang, goes off his glove. Like, what? What is happening? I could make that catch. What are we doing here? But, yeah, their defense sucks. Their bullpen has a lot of issues. Starting pitching is strong. I think that's a good point, too, that they're probably going to have to lean on the starters a little bit more because they don't have the arms in the pen that you really trust. Not like the Cubs or the Padres or some of these other bullpens that are still in the playoffs here. But, yeah, it doesn't really matter. Oh, you had an error, so what? We're going to come out and score five. Bam. It's like, man, five homers the other night. Put up eight last night. Doesn't matter. Even though you're looking at the Reds like, oh, they have really good pitching. Watch out. They might steal one. Nope. Not when we're putting up 8-9.
Got to score. Got to score. I know we're up against it here time-wise. Very funny yesterday. After the betting market moved 8 points in the NFL, the Ravens reporters, oh, Lamar might not play. Duh.
Thanks. Thanks for the update. We're like, yeah, they're underdogs. Lamar's probably not going to play. And you get all these reports. Well, he might play. Okay. Who the hell's going to play tonight? Thursday night football, Niners-Rams. That's next. This is the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.